Hello and welcome to this week's Bible in the News. This week a Bible is literally in the news, as it has been announced that the world's oldest complete Hebrew Bible, the Codex Sassoon, is going up for auction this May. It is believed to have been copied out in the Levant 1,100 years ago, and it's believed to be the oldest copy of the Hebrew Bible that includes all the books that we have in the Old Testament today. The Dead Sea Scrolls, despite being even older than the Codex Sassoon, were a collection of manuscripts, which include copies of all books of the Hebrew Bible, with the exception of Esther, among other religious texts. The Codex Sassoon, on the other hand, is a single book that contains the complete Old Testament, bar a few pages, and so is very similar to what you could buy today. The book is expected to fetch up to $50 million, making it potentially the most valuable historical document ever sold. And little wonder, because this is an incredibly special document. Carbon dating indicates that the book was copied out during the 9th or 10th century AD, and it was dedicated to the synagogue in Machesin in Syria, which was destroyed in the 14th century AD. The codex was then taken care of by the community leader, Salama bin Abi al-Fakar, who vowed to return it to the synagogue when it was rebuilt. However, the synagogue was never rebuilt, and little was known of what happened to the book until in 1929 it appeared in Frankfurt and was sold to a Jew by the name of David Solomon Sassoon for the sum of £350, around £50,000 in today's money. David had an extensive collection of over 1,000 biblical manuscripts, and the Codex made a welcome addition, and he was an expert on biblical texts. After studying the text, he concluded it was from the 10th century, and carbon dating supported it being at least this old. The remarkable thing about this book is that despite it being copied out so many times, the lack of variation from the other Hebrew Bibles is truly remarkable. Similar to the Dead Sea Scrolls, the differences between them are down to grammatical and spelling differences, and do not take away at all from the meaning of the text of the Bible. In a time when the validity of the Bible is questioned more than ever, it is helpful to be reminded of the evidence that supports the reliability of the text that we have in our Bibles. From the Codex, we can see that over the last 1,000 years, the Word of God did not change. And from the Dead Sea Scrolls, we can see that over 2,000 years, the Word of God, again, did not change. Now, although this may baffle atheists, this should be no surprise to us as Bible believers. In Isaiah 55, verse 10, we read, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." And so we see that God sent out his word for a purpose, and it will accomplish that purpose. And so God could not allow his word to be corrupted through his transcribing errors. It will accomplish that purpose. And so the question is, what is that purpose? Well, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 to 17, we read, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." And so we see that the Word of God is able to make us wise unto salvation. It has the purpose of saving us. It is also profitable for doctrine, to teach us the truth, but also to correct us and instruct us on how to live godly lives, so that we can have that hope in that of that way of salvation. And so we see that this book that is expected to sell up to $50 million is in fact priceless, for it offers the hope of salvation. But we don't have to even pay $50 million for it, because we can pick it up in our own language at almost any bookshop just for a few pounds. But how few take the time to read it or to act on the message of salvation contained within it. This has been Paul Barnes joining you for this week's Bible in the News.